FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley, a dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine. Today I'm chatting to iconic chef Bertus Besson about the new restaurant on the Vergenoegde estate called Clara's Barn. Welcome to the show, Bertus.
Thank you, Jenny. It's nice to chat to you.
Lovely to have you. And I know you started with Geervels. That was the first restaurant on this estate. And then Clara's Barn. Tell me how it all happened.
So, Jenny, I was asked about 4 years ago, to design the kitchen for Clara's Barn and as a consultant. And it's quite an interesting space because it's a listed building. It's historical, very significant, and we couldn't just build a kitchen in it. So we had to design a kitchen to be latched onto the building. And I worked very closely with architects and our kitchen designers, and we got it done. And then my relationship with the farm ended, and I moved on. And they phoned me January 2021 and said, look, you know, we mothballed this property during COVID, but please come and have a look because we built all these wonderful things now. And I got there, and this restaurant was built pretty much complete. A beautiful, beautiful room, a beautiful space, a wonderful kitchen. And I said to Mike, like, what are you going to do with it? And he's like, well, you don't know yet. So, then I'm going to rent it from you.
Ideal.
So that's it. So I ended up sort of renting the space that I designed unintentionally. You know?
And the backdrop is just incredible. You know, as you said, heritage, you can feel the history. And I felt that in Clara's Barn, you've really paid such good homage to the heritage and the setting. Do you want to tell me a little bit about the menu?
Sure. So for us, Clara's Barn is an inspired farm kitchen. And we focus on ingredients that's indigenous to South Africa, ingredients that you would grow on a farm, and then also obviously farmers that surround us. Now we are in the process to plant more vegetables on the property, get some fruit trees going. There's a plan for cattle on the farm at some stage. But for now, we're bringing quite a bit of ingredients in from surrounding farmers and from friends and so on. But it is really an inspired farm kitchen, and if you think of a South African farm kitchen, a Plascon base, it's got a very different set of rules for cooking than what you're used to in sort of a classical kitchen.
But it's quite sophisticated. So I think, yes, it's farm cuisine, but there's just, you've taken it up a level, there's no doubt. Yep. And I think things like the tableside service and very informative staff who really lead you through the experience make it more than a farm kitchen experience.
Sure. But Virginia, I know it's got to be anchored in being South African, being so historically significant, the building and the space. So although it's an elevated farm kitchen, our inspiration is always farm kitchen, preserving, using all animals. Mm. In a space, we recently got some whole goats and a Roseveal from a farm on the west coast called Hoekraki. And we work with the whole animal, you know, and that's so wonderful to be able to do. And that's the way that our forebears on farms would work with food. You know, they would be seasonal, they'd be focused on preserving, they would be focused on drying things, they would be focusing in making sure that food is sustainable and also indigenous, you know, what do you get from the land?
And also that nothing goes to waste. And I think that's such an important part of cooking in a home or in a restaurant, that we use everything that we can.
When I see people cutting a perfect cube of fish, I always think to myself, sure, what happens to the rest of the animal?
Please tell me it's fish cakes or a lovely bisque. Yes, it has to be. Are there standout dishes on the menu for you that really represent what you're trying to do?
Yes, I think the quail is important. It's a wonderful dish. We get quail from Hoekraki, also that farm on the west coast, the goat and veal farm. Mm-hmm. And we just treat it very simply. It's quail with quail liver, quail egg, liver, sweet corn and stuff. And we get the quail with a foot on. And it's a pretty cool thing. So it just looks like something that is inspired by a farm kitchen. It also talks to sort of our South Africanness, the walkie-talkie, the old sort of the chicken claw that you'd find in townships. But it's a very inspired dish. And then anything we do with duck eggs there, we get wonderful duck eggs from the farm. And it's super special to get them. So we do really cool duck egg dishes, which is wonderful. And then we've got a great pastry chef, Anna Marie, and she's recently done a dish, her interpretation of a lamington.
Wow.
Yeah, very, very cool.
That sounds good.
But he's very, very cool. I mean, Idrikus, who's the chef there, is young and talented and very driven. Runs a great kitchen, and it's super cool. And then a lot of the cooking at Taurus Barn happens on open fire, and it really comes out in the flavor profiles of the dishes.
Well, every dish that I enjoyed was incredible. And going back to the quail, I loved that you showed the realness, the authenticity of the ingredient. You didn't try and hide it. You celebrate the ingredients on the plate.
Yeah.
And so important. Tell me, Bertus, how would you describe Clara's Barn and Acre? Because I think you have a similar ethos in that you're trying to showcase, and you did so well, our South African cuisine and hit the nostalgia button with your dishes. But how do they differ?
Well, you know, for me, Acre is pure nostalgia. It drips in nostalgia. It's old plates. It's just a place where you eat dish and you go, sure, this reminds me of something I ate at my granny's table when I was a kid. Acre also cooks some of my family recipes and some of Kyle's family recipes. And it really is nostalgia for us. Where Clara's really is more focused on a farm kitchen. And, they are distinctly different. There are some similarities. But there are, in my head, there's a distinction between these two spaces that are so different. I mean, the portion size of Clara's is quite generous, and even the style of cooking. Drikus's food is a little bit, almost more linear and cleaner, I suppose. Where Kyle's cooking is a little bit different. But both are very South African. And I think in the South African psyche, there's space for us to sort of break up our food mind in different parts. You know, so look, let's focus on the nostalgic part of being South African, and let's focus on growing up in a South African farm, or what about a South African city, urban South African restaurants. But we do have so much to offer culturally.
We have so much to celebrate, and I think you are really doing justice in both establishments and in your others. So thank you for inspiring so many people.
Thank you, Jenny.
And I just want to know, when you're cooking at home, what music inspires you? I know you had a baby during lockdown, so it could be lullabies, but what's playing in the background?
So, Jenny, we I don't know if you can tell, but I'm a bit of a rock and roll metal guy.
Not a surprise.
And I also enjoy good hip hop. Like, I love good hip hop. But it's been lately a lot of Black Keys. And I love the National, and my little girl loves dueling with the National as well. And they're sort of old stuff, Fleetwood Mac and a lot of Dire Straits, and it's good tunes.
All my favorites.
Yeah, wonderful.
It sounds as good as your food. Bertus, thank you for sharing your inspiration with us. Lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you, Jenny. It's wonderful to chat again.
That was Chef Bertus Besson of Clara's Barn. For mouthwatering recipes and more, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking!
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.